Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Finn.
And me, Catherine. Hello.
Today we're talking about comparatives and superlatives. So let's start with comparatives. We use them to compare one thing or person with another. So, Catherine, how was your journey to work this morning?
Okay, well, my journey to work wasn't great, actually. Oh. I woke up later than usual, so I took the bus because it's quicker than walking. And it's easier than cycling, too. But the traffic was much busier than normal and we went slower and slower and the people became more and more impatient. And the slower the bus went, the more impatient the people became.
You poor thing.
Yeah.
But lots of comparatives there in your story. Yeah. We had later and quicker.
Yeah.
Catherine woke up later than usual and she said the bus is quicker than walking.
I did. Mm. And to make the comparative form of short adjectives or adverbs, we just add the letters ER. So quick, quicker. But if the word already ends in E, we just add the letter R. Late, later.
Remember that we often use the word than in comparative sentences, but sometimes we can leave it out. For example, in the question, which is quicker, the bus or the train?
I also said that the bus is easier than cycling and the traffic was much busier than normal. For adjectives and adverbs that end in the letter Y and the sound E, make comparatives by losing the letter Y and adding the letters IER. So the comparative of easy is easier.
And busy becomes busier. In fact, Catherine said the traffic was much busier. Now we can use much or a lot before an adjective or adverb to emphasise the difference. Much busier, a lot easier.
To make comparative forms of most adjectives and adverbs with two or more syllables, we use more.
For example, impatient has three syllables. Impatient. So the comparative of impatient is more impatient.
That's right. And to emphasise how something changes, we can repeat comparatives or the word more with and in the middle like this.
The bus went slower and slower and people became more and more impatient.
Oh, don't remind me. Here's another way to use comparatives. Listen to this sentence. The slower the bus went, the more impatient the people became.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Here, Catherine used two different comparatives. Slower and more impatient, with the to say how one thing changes when something else changes. So, the slower the bus went, the more impatient the people became. Really not a good morning, was it, Catherine?
Not at all. And it got worse when the bus broke down.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, no. But perfect for us because worse is the comparative adjective of bad. It's irregular. The comparative adverb is badly. Catherine's morning went badly.
Very badly. Mm. And the comparative of both good and well is also irregular. It's better. 6 Minute Grammar from the BBC. And we're talking about comparatives and superlatives.
Let's look at superlative adjectives and adverbs. They help us compare one person or thing with several others. So, Catherine, what is the quickest way for you to get to work?
Well, usually the bus is quickest, but not today. But walking is the most reliable way and it's also the easiest.
OK. We make superlatives in a similar way to comparatives.
But the ending for short words is EST.
So quick becomes the quickest.
And we use most for words with two or more syllables.
So the superlative of reliable is the most reliable.
That's right. Now, for two syllable words ending in the letter Y, change the Y to I and add EST. So easy becomes the easiest.
And don't forget to put the before a superlative adjective or adverb. So it's Walking is the best way to get to work.
Though we can use possessive adjectives instead of the word the, like this.
My best friend is getting married today.
And did you spot the irregular superlative best? This is the superlative form of good and well.
And the irregular superlative of bad is worst.
Now for the quiz. Which is correct? A. Your internet connection is faster than mine. Or B. Your internet connection is fastest than mine.
It's A.
Good. And the last one, A. I hope I have a better journey home tonight. Or B. I hope I have a best journey home tonight.
Well, it's A, and we do hope you have a much better journey home tonight, Catherine.
Thank you.
There's lots more about this on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again soon for more 6-Minute Grammar. Bye.
Bye.